KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy, windy, and 70. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Friday the 13th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning in Lenox, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and the First National Bank and Trust. Wind advisory and very critical fire danger for today. We will have temps up around 80 and winds gusting to 40, maybe 50 miles per hour. There was a thunderstorm that moved through the southern part of the county off to the east and northeast, but no rain for Chickasha, maybe a sprinkle or two about 5 o'clock this morning. A Grady County man dies after stepping into the path of an oncoming vehicle. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
A Verdon man has died after stepping into the path of an oncoming vehicle. 22-year-old Arthur Pete Schrock II died at the scene of the accident. Happened near Highway 62 and County Street 2740, about 6 miles east of Anadarko, about 9:45 last night. The Highway Patrol reports that Schrock stepped from the north ditch onto the highway and was hit by a westbound SUV driven by 42-year-old Kelly Denise Cooper of Anadarko. She was not hurt. The trooper's report alleges that Schrock may have been drinking. A Nenakaw teen reported missing yesterday is back home with his family. Tyler Robnett had left his home early Thursday morning. His mother said when she went to wake him up to go to school, he was gone. He had only taken a few clothes and had left the SIM card to his cell phone at the house so no one could call him. But a Facebook post overnight indicates that he's been located, and the family thanks everyone for their support, thoughts, and prayers, but they've asked for privacy for now. Today, the first day of classes this month for students in Chickasha schools. The district has been shut down the last couple of weeks to allow teachers and support employees to take part in the statewide teacher walkout. The Oklahoma Education Association officially ended its walkout yesterday, saying they did manage to achieve about 95% of their goals during the nearly two-week strike. OEA President Alicia Priest said they were able to secure nearly $500 million in education funding for next school year, including a more than $6,000 raise for teachers. In a statement, Priest said some state lawmakers are wrong in their beliefs that students don't need more funding. She says they're simply refusing to cross the line. The nine-day walkout won't have any impact on the Chickasha school calendar. Graduation for high school seniors still set for Friday, May 18th. The last day of class is the following Friday, May 25th. The city of Chickasha's animal shelter to be closed for a couple of weeks. Officials say the shelter will undergo cleaning and maintenance and will not be accepting any animals, nor will they be adopting out any animals during that time. If residents have concerns about stray, abandoned, or abused animals, calls can be made to the non-emergency number at the Chickasha Police Department, 222-6050. And city officials also want to remind residents about the ongoing citywide cleanup this weekend. A 40-foot roll-off dumpster will be placed near 20th and Iowa. That's the old tennis courts across from the high school baseball field. The dumpster is for bulky items, including furniture or maybe items that are too large for your regular trash bins. Things that aren't allowed include appliances, tires, chemicals, paint, and large brush and limbs. The dumpsters will be manned by a city employee both tomorrow and Sunday. More cool news coming right up.
If you're a renter, you may never know why the neighbor's dog barks at 3 a.m. every single night. Or why the guy upstairs always talks to you about his rash problem.
It's looking really weird today.
You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way, we're here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
Current county elected officials who are running for re-election in Grady and Caddo counties still have not drawn any opposition for their offices. No challenges coming forward. And the second day of filing for office yesterday in Grady County, that's Treasurer Robin Burton, Assessor Barry Firestone, County Commissioners Ralph Baird and Wendell Hardy. In Caddo County, it's Treasurer Gina Mosier, Assessor Edward Whitworth, County Commissioners Brent Kinder and Benny Bowling. Today is the final day to file for county, state, and federal offices. Now, there was one more district judge candidate file yesterday. The district judge post that serves both Grady and Caddo counties, 50-year-old Doug Carroll of Tuttle, filing for the post. Current district judge Corey Kirkland appointed to that post last year, and Ryland Rivas II have also filed. Also, no new filings for associate district judge, either in Grady or Caddo counties. Joseph Young has filed for the Grady County post, currently held by John Herndon, while Wyatt Hill of Fort Cobb, unchallenged so far in his reelection bid for Caddo County Associate District Judge. Now for state offices, State Representative David Pyramid of Chickasha and State Representative Brad Bowles of Marlow so far have filed unopposed, as has District Attorney Jason Hicks. Today's the final day, as we mentioned, to file for county, state, and federal offices. Time for our weekly feature now, which focuses on an individual or individuals making a difference in Chickasha Public Schools. Our Dennis Lynam has the report.
Our Chickasha Schools Academic Persons of the Week are Middle School Administrative Secretaries Charlotte Tapp and Joe Horton. Charlotte has been involved with Chickasha Public Schools for 30 years, and Joe has 20 years of service. Principal Dan Turner says Charlotte and Joe
get everything for our staff, students, answer phones, attendance, lunch, just keep our school running the best that it can run. They take a lot of phone calls from parents. Students come to the office all the time needing help. There's times that they have to cleanse wounds, take the hurt away from the students, and they do a good job of handling those issues. Great asset to Chickasha Middle School, and I couldn't make it without my secretaries.
When you see Charlotte Tapp and Joe Horton today, congratulate them for being selected as Chickasha Schools Academic Persons of the Week.
Thanks, Dennis, and you can see photos of Charlotte and Joe on our website and Facebook page. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the NYMEX topping $67 a barrel yesterday, $67.07. London-based Brent crude down a bit to $72.02. Natural gas slightly higher to $2.68 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,343. Silver, $16.53. Obituaries today include 91-year-old Louise Creekmore of Plano, Texas, formerly of Chickasha. Graveside service will be at noon Monday, April 16th at Fairlawn Cemetery. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, very windy, very warm today. We'll have a high near 80 and winds 30 to 40 with higher gusts even for the afternoon and into the evening. Red flag fire warning for much of Oklahoma, and they're calling it a historic fire weather conditions. There have been some pretty nasty wildfires up around the Woodward area. Right now, we have some clouds and 70 downtown Chickasha. And you can get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184.
DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, a big sixth inning rally propels the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team to victory in the first round of the Southern Oklahoma Invitational Tournament at Duncan yesterday. The Chicks scored 13 runs in the top of the sixth inning, and they went on to beat Altus 18-10. The Chicks trailed 6-0 and 10-5 before the floodgates opened in the sixth. The Chicks go on to the semifinals, where they will take on host Duncan tonight. The Demons scored a 12-1 win over Cash in their opening round game last night. Duncan coached by former Fightin' Chick coach Eric Hughes. CHS soccer teams heading to Christian Heritage Academy for district matches tonight. The Fightin' Chicks 8-4 overall, 4-1 in district play, good for third place. Christian Heritage is 7-4 overall, 2-2 in district play, tied for fourth place. Lady Chicks are 6-5 overall, 2-3 in district play. That's just a half game behind Christian Heritage, who was 5-6 overall and 2-2 in district play. Christian Heritage and Newcastle tied for fourth place. The 7th-ranked USAO baseball team gets a run rule victory over Southwestern Christian 13-1 at Bill Smith Ballpark last night. A Sooner Athletic Conference win for the Drovers. P.J. Garcia, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles and 3 RBI. Henry Rodriguez was 3-for-3. Alex Sanchez had a 2-run homer. Pitcher Francis Ventura tossed 6 2/3 innings of shutout ball, giving up just 1 run on 4 hits, struck out 5 and walked 2. 31st win of the year for the Drovers, who stand in 2nd place in the Sooner Athletic Conference, just a half game behind Texas Wesleyan. Oklahoma City Dodgers finish off a 3-game sweep of Round Rock with a 3-1 win in Oklahoma City last night. The Dodgers open up a weekend series at home with New Orleans tonight. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.